When it comes to donating to the arts, we are incredibly generous, some of the most generous people in the world, according to the latest research. But arts organisations, nevertheless, are always on the hunt for more cash. Yesterday on Breakfast, we heard from businessman Harold Mitchell. He's just completed a government-backed review on philanthropy in the arts. And one of his recommendations, there were many, but one is for the government to help develop crowdsourced funding initiatives. Crowdfunding, it's become a bit of a buzzword lately. Basically, it's where an arts project is put out to the masses over the web and a large number of people with small amounts of money end up funding a project. A couple of weeks ago, a US-based crowdfunding site produced two millionaires when their projects attracted unprecedented amounts of cash from complete strangers. So could crowdsourced cash be an important part of the arts funding puzzle here? Madeline Jenner reports.
When Kyron Wheatley wanted to produce a TV comedy series, he turned to a crowdfunding website called Possible.
My co-creator and I had spent a bit of money of our own, and we decided that we wanted to spend more, and we'd run out. So we started looking at our options. Who do we get? Could we start asking friends? Should we start asking cast? They're giving money already. And a friend of mine was on Kickstarter, which is an American version of Possible, and recommended it. So I went online, and it just seemed to be working for other people. So we were like, there's nothing to lose here. If we go on to Possible and don't make our target, well, we're in the same position we are now. So we may as well see if we can make our money.
So he signed up. He set a target goal of $6,000, and he started asking people to sponsor him. Initially, it was mainly about getting sponsorship from friends. The Possible website just provided an easy payment system. But eventually, he started getting sponsorship from people he didn't even know.
I mean, there's a lot of my friends giving $10, $15. Which is really amazing, and I thank them. But then there's just total randoms who, through sharing it five times, you know, 5 degrees apart on Facebook, or through someone just, like, there are people who just go to Possible and find things that they're interested in and give money to different things. There's one guy who's donated to, like, six or seven projects, gave us $50. There's another person who knew Brendan, who is the star of Sparks, through Twitter, I think, and gave $1,000. An anonymous donator who gave $2,500. We don't know who they are.
Kyron Wheatley has raised more than $7,000 using the site. Possible currently has 1,000 projects on its books, and so far only around 40% of the projects reach their target goal. Rick Chen is the co-founder of the site.
You have a maximum of 90 days to run your campaign, but when your time runs out, you have to reach a target. If you don't reach the target, you don't get a penny, and we won't collect the money for you neither. And you can go over the target as much as you can, as long as people want to support you. And then when you finish, we transfer the money into your bank account, and you deliver the rewards back to your supporters.
And what sort of guarantee does someone have that the film or the album is actually going to be made?
Well, first of all, it's really a sort of way that you are talking to your fan base, so that you wouldn't want to risk the sort of connection you've been building up. A lot of people supporting you probably be your friends and family, so you won't be able to actually go and spam that sort of network. And secondly, from Possible part, we're holding your contact information and your ID, and if there's any problem going on, we can actually link it back to you.
If a campaign is successful, Possible takes a cut of the cash, usually about 7.5%, and there's no financial incentive for investors. A person can offer rewards like signed albums or dinner with the actors, but it's purely philanthropic. The website isn't just used for funding films. It started as a site to help visual artists raise cash and now supports musicians, computer game makers, and fashion designers as well. And it's not the only crowdfunding website supporting artists. A few weeks ago, the US-based site Kickstarter produced its first two millionaires when their projects raised unprecedented amounts of cash. Claire Connolly is a tech reporter with news.com.au.
We're really seeing in 2012 crowdsourcing really start to garner more credibility, and as more people start to pay attention to it, I think we're going to see more and more projects like these come to fruition.
But I guess in a lot of cases, we haven't seen the finished product yet. These websites are really only going to survive if people deliver the final product and it's good.
Well, we have seen some products come through. You know, just early this year or late last year, an inventor created a really portable iPod dock that was sturdy and didn't fall over at the drop of a hat. And it's such a simple idea because, you know, current iPod docks are so flimsy, and this thing raised money within 24 hours and the first round of orders has already gone out. A woman I interviewed last year created these power laces, which were basically modeled on the self-lacing shoes from Back to the Future 2. And she started doing that late last year, and she's going into production within the next couple of months. So we are starting to see return on investment.
While many of the ideas currently being funded are fairly niche inventions, Claire Connolly believes that arts organisations could benefit from crowdfunding. Harold Mitchell, the author of The Government's Review into Arts and Philanthropy, clearly agrees. Among his recommendations is a plan for the Australian government to develop a sort of crowdfunding initiative. The federal government is yet to respond to the recommendations. But film producer and possible user Kyron Wheatley says the method does have its limits. Some projects on crowdfunding sites never make much cash, and raising the big bucks, well, that's not easy either.
I think it's got a future in the kind of level of filmmaking and, you know, product making that I'm doing now, like independent and small. It's got a huge future. I don't know if it's a great model for, like, big ABC TV shows. I think there's always going to be room for studios.
Hopefully the ABC does not have to resort to crowdfunding anytime soon. That's Kyron Wheatley, producer of the TV comedy series Sparks, ending that report from Madeline Jenner.